Is Hell Real? Dane Ortlund, Crossway, 2022, 64 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance by Kristen Burkett. About the author, Dane Ortlund is a pastor, author, and speaker, currently serving as senior pastor of Naperville Presbyterian Church outside Chicago. He previously worked in publishing at Crossway. General summary. An overview of the doctrine of hell and its implications. Hell is needed. Hell is awful. Hell is deserved. Hell is close. Hell is avoidable. Summary. Christian teaching on hell offends unbelievers and is quietly avoided by many believers, but it is a vital part of living well amid the miseries of this world. It is a horrifying reality, which should make us live better and love the gospel more. Hell is needed. The doctrine of hell is healthy and a comfort. It affirms that God is a God of justice, fairness, and dealing with people rightly. When humans commit atrocities, those who believe in hell are most able to endure with nobility. But if we do not believe in hell, then we must take revenge into our own hands. If we believe God is loving, but there is no hell, life is much less stable, for many of us cannot enact justice on our own. Also, forgiveness is elusive without hell. Forgiveness is founded on the fact that I can overlook vengeance, for God will enact it perfectly. With hell, we can have calm and peace here, for we know God will eventually right all wrongs. Hell is awful. Hell is one experienced by the whole person, not just soul or mind. Matthew 5:29-30, 10:28. 2. Painful. Not just absence of God, although it is absence of Jesus, but presence of God in wrath. 2 Peter 2:4, Luke 16:23-25. The saying, I can't enjoy heaven if my loved ones are in hell, is understandable but not true. We will be too overcome with joy in heaven to have sorrow. 3. Eternal. 2 Thessalonians 1:9, Mark 9:48, Revelation 14:11. 4. Both chosen and not chosen. Those who go to hell chase it through refusal to bow to Jesus, Luke 16:27-31. Also, God cast them there, Luke 12:5, 2 Peter 2:4, Matthew 5:29. 5. Deserved. 6. For the impenitent, not those who are worst. A penitent murderer goes to heaven. An impenitent orphanage founder goes to hell. God's judgment is awful. Revelation 6:15-16. Hell is deserved. It is not an exaggerated sentence. It is proportionate to the one who is offended, the Creator himself. Killing a human is worse than killing a ladybug. Rejecting and trying to destroy God is infinitely worse. God is just. We see who we really are in comparison to Him. Luke 18:9-14. God is perfectly holy, supremely beautiful, and pure and radiant. Compared to Him, we realize we deserve hell, Isaiah 6:5. It is our default destiny. Reflecting on God's truthfulness, faithfulness, and joy shows us how little we have ourselves, Ecclesiastes 9:3, Matthew 5:21-48. Hell is close. Because life is short, we are distracted by the world and even Christian leaders telling us that we can have everything now. But the Bible tells us we will be dead soon, James 4:14, Ecclesiastes 5:18, 9:5. Prepare for eternity, for death can come at any time. Hell is avoidable. The surprise is that some people go to heaven. The way out is within reach. Not a plan to avoid hell, but a Savior who endured it in our place. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-10. All sin is punished in hell. Believer's punishment was taken by Jesus. He alone can absorb an infinite punishment. We can trust the God who would send his Son to do that. Some object that God is unfair to only offer one way out when followers of other religions are sincere. That is misguided. Full acquittal is offered us. How arrogant to demand another way. Copyright 2021, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.